we're CJNQ, and today we're talking with Mr. Serge Beliveau, and you are the principal at Alexander Gott Regional High School, so welcome.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be with you this morning.
Well, we're pleased to have you. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Hooked on School Days and the Estrie Hooked on School Days, an initiative of Partners for Educational Success Estrie. And February 15th to the 19th, the Estrie Regions mobilized for the Hooked on School Days.
Yeah.
Because staying in school is everyone's business. So what type of projects is Alexander Gott going to be doing for the Hooked on School Days?
Well, what we found was very interesting with the Hooked on School Week was that it was really linking closely to our safe school approach and dropout prevention. And the main activities that are directly linked to the Hooked on School Week, first we had ordered a number of pens just to give each of our students who's getting a pen, that is the Hooked on School pen, just as a token of appreciation for everything they do to make our school as the best possible school, and also to make them realize that we all work together to make sure that they stay with us and that they do have their high school diploma.
That's nice. Good.
And the main activities will be to have students, each of our students were given a leaf. We're going to have a tree for cycle one, so our level 1-2 students will have their own tree in the cafeteria, and levels 3, 4, 5 will also have their tree. And each student was given a leaf, and they're invited to write a positive message about either for themselves or for a friend, where they'll be talking about the importance of staying in school and encouraging a friend or something, just a positive thought on why it's important to remain in school. So, and then they will go with their teacher and put their leaf on the tree. So all the messages will be visible in the cafeteria, all the positive message about why it's important to be in school.
That's a great idea. How did you come up with that particular idea?
We had a number of ideas suggested on the website for the Hooked on School Week, and we thought it was really, really interesting to go ahead with some of the activities. So this is one that we chose, and our arts department took it on and say we're going to make it happen. So that's one of our activities.
And that's great. Good. And they can use their new pen.
Yes.
Good. About how many students are at Gott studying right now?
We're close to 1,000 students.
1,000. Okay, so it's risen a bit.
No, it's pretty much the same. We lost a few students.
Okay.
Compared to last year, it was actually on September 30th we were 960 students. So.
Okay.
Yeah. We also have activities where we're inviting, we're still waiting for confirmations on a few students, but former students from Gott, graduates,
okay.
To invite them and come during. We have a student radio at lunchtime.
Okay.
It's not every lunchtime, but every once in a while we do have our student radio at lunch hour, and we're inviting our former Gott students, our graduates, who would come and give positive messages and talk about what they did in high school and at what point how difficult it might have been and how much of a difference it made for them to remain in school and where they're at right now.
Good. Do you get as in the past, do you get a lot of former graduates coming back?
Every once in a while, students come back. They visit their teachers, and they do drop by every once in a while. I think a lot of students are attached to the school, and how much a difference it made for them to be here and participate, take part in different activities at Gott. We do have a number of students coming back every now and then, especially when we have special activities.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the drama production. We'll have a number of students who do come back. Yes.
Good. Now, Alexander Gott, one of the high schools in the region here. There's Alexander Gott, and there's Richmond Regional, and I think there's another one or two. I'm not sure about that.
In DTSB, there is Massivania High School also.
Okay, so there's about three. And you cover levels 1-5, which is, as if people went to school years ago, it's like grade 7 to grade 11, right?
That's it.
Okay. How is the dropout rate for Alexander Gott?
Well, we've within the ETSB, we've improved significantly. The target, the ministry target, is to have a 20%, to bring it back to a 20% dropout rate. So, which we find in the ETSB is still too high. We're not happy with this target. We want to bring it down as low as possible. So 20% for us is something that is, yes, an improvement, but is still not what we'd like to see. We'd like to bring it down to as much as possible, closer to zero. But it is a challenge. So we have a number of activities that are linked to the dropout prevention and safe school, because we know that linked to dropout is oftentimes we have some bullying issues that are taking place, and we are tackling this, and it's really in line with the Hooked on School, because if you want to stay hooked on school, you have to make sure that all the elements necessary to remain in school are there, and having a safe school is certainly one important part.
Okay, having a safe school. Okay.
Yes, good. And so we have made this a priority. We had a logo contest where we would have a safe school logo contest that we completed last week, and we have Piper Pride cards when a student is doing something positive in the school and is noticed by any staff member, they're given a pride card where this card will be put in a box, and there's a draw every month. We'll have winners. So basically, we're trying to encourage positive behavior and pride around our school, and hopefully this will encourage more students to make the right decisions and have positive gestures around the school.
Okay, good. So bullying might be one reason why students drop out, do you think?
Well, in most schools, there are students who will at some point feel so uncomfortable that they don't want to go to school.
Okay.
And that's in most schools in the province. It does happen, and really working hard and making a difference for our students, making sure that when they come to school, they do feel safe.
Okay, so feeling safe. What are some other reasons do you think the students drop out?
Well, the main challenges that we see in the dropout patterns is students who are trying to have more money. So they're trying to find a job, and suddenly they feel that they're making more money. They want to become independent. Financially, they want to pay their car, maybe, or this and that, and they end up working too much.
Okay.
They lose interest towards school. They lose the pace in terms of getting their assignments completed. So we do have a number of things that are taking place right now, where partnerships will be taking place with the employers in the Estrie region to decrease dropout. And definitely students who want to work and be independent
yes.
financially
mm-hmm.
is definitely a reason. And this happens normally during summertime, where students lose interest, they want to work, and they want to have a car. And so all these reasons are certainly a major impact on our dropout team.
Okay, so it definitely, a lot of the times it just happens that the students don't return back to the school.
Yes, and
okay.
This is what we're trying to fight and say and keep our students closer to the school and organize activities during the summer. So we're working on these for sure. So it's linked. We definitely see a link with the Hooked on School Day. Yeah. Whenever we see that a student is losing interest and is when the absenteeism rate increases, then we do target these students and have interventions made with our student services department and make sure that we can intervene as quickly as possible.
Good. And as the little thing here, the PSA says, Hooked on School Days, because staying in school is everyone's business every day. And definitely an ongoing challenge to keep everybody in school. And definitely the payoff is big at the end. It may seem a little difficult at times for some of the students, depending on their environment, too. How can parents help, and how can the community help in keeping our youth in the schools?
Well, I think the first thing is just a matter of showing interest and communication between the home and the school, and between the children and their parents and their families is definitely one important thing. Because if you know what's happening at school, if you know what your children are required to do, then the first step is accomplished, because the children now start to feel that it's important, that someone is interested in what they're doing. So it's definitely the key element here, is to make sure that parents know what's happening and know what is requested and where their children are going, and to better accompany them. I think this is the first ingredient in there. And I think when this part is taken care of, I think most of the job is done.
Good. So a lot of it has to do with the parents. If the parents feel like there's a little problem at school, you certainly welcome them to call the school and maybe make an appointment then?
Definitely. Good. And we are a big school, and it's definitely challenging to face all the incidents, but we are working really hard to make sure that close follow-ups are made, and we're definitely open to do all that's necessary to respond to any parent's request for to deal with a specific situation.
Good. Any other special projects coming up in the future?
We are working really hard to implement some special projects here, and they're actually special projects. They're called special projects at MELS. We're looking at having concentrations here at Galt. We're looking at arts concentrations and sports concentrations as well. So we sent surveys at home, and I'm glad you asked that question, because it's definitely in line also with preventing dropout and making sure students get up in the morning and they know that there's something more to just a regular day.
Mm-hmm.
And having those concentrations, either sports, arts, or science concentrations, will definitely have an impact on students who are arts inclined or sports inclined or science inclined. So we're trying to touch different categories of students where we're saying, you know what, we will try and allow you have more time spent in what you really enjoy doing.
That's great. Certainly making school a lot more fun, and another reason to be hooked on school.
Definitely.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Béliveau?
We will be, well, parents received our newsletter. We're inviting all parents to come and see us at our next parent night. So all the details were in our newsletter. So we just want to make sure our parents come and meet with us and meet with the teachers to have a follow-up on how their children are doing.
Good. And I know you have a website too, Alexander Galt, and that's very well maintained too. So if somebody wants to find out what's going on in the school, the different projects, it's all up there too, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Good. So, well, we thank you very much, and good luck in your school with the Hooked on School Days.
Thank you very much. It was
thank
nice
you.
Speaking with you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.